following podcast is a presentation of Sunridge Community Church.
I want to just take a few minutes and I want to talk through the story of what happened on that Friday. I want to just walk through a chapter that really kind of gives us a snapshot. It's Matthew 27. And I think the story, you know, as Jason says, sometimes we want to kind of miss what took place, the severity of what took place, because we like the happy ending. And yes, we do. But I want us to, maybe just for a few moments here tonight, look at what happened and be maybe in a new way this Easter weekend to be a little jarred by the proceedings. What I would like to do is to almost break it up into different characters that are somehow newly introduced into the story that took place on that Friday. And after I do just a brief walk through this chapter, I would like for you around your tables to just talk a little bit about what that story, you know, really means to you. What did you hear? What do you resonate with? And I really hope that there would be some good conversation that would take place around your table as I just kind of walk through this, kind of prime it, set some context so that we can go back to your table and you can talk with one another a little bit. And then we'll do a couple of songs and we'll wrap it up. And so Matthew 27, verse 1, you know, where it really looks like it's a very rather bad day, Friday, Sunday's coming. It says in verse 1, when it was early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people, they plotted against Jesus to execute him. They tied him up, they led him away, and they handed him over to Pilate, the governor. So here it is, it's Friday, and Jesus is arrested, and he is taken to be tried by Pilate, who is the governor at the time. False witnesses, they were set up. They were set up in such a way to somehow make sure that this Jesus was actually going to be found guilty. And so Pilate was engaged in this whole fiasco. And so the challenge, though, was for Pilate, he couldn't find anything to actually allow the charges to stick. And so he said to the religious leadership of the day, the Pharisees, the elders, the chief priests, says, I can't do this. Like, there's nothing legit here. But then there was, if you'll remember the story, there was a custom in that day that come Passover, which was on this Friday, they'd release a prisoner. They'd release one prisoner. In verse 21, Matthew 27, it says this. The governor, who's Pilate, asked them, which of the two do you want me to release for you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Christ? They all said, crucify him. Well, he asks, why? What wrong has he done? But they shouted more insistently, crucify him. When Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but that instead a riot was starting, he took some water. He washed his hands before the crowd and said, I am innocent of this man's blood. You take care of it yourselves. So the crowd persuaded the governor, the leader, Pilate. They persuaded Pilate to hand Jesus over to them. Give us Barabbas. The name Barabbas, interestingly, it means the son of a liar and a murderer. How would you like that for a name? So that day, the crowd chose the son of a murderer and a liar, and instead they put to death the Son of God. Pilate just washes his hands of Jesus, and the whole deal, that was Friday. Maybe for some of you, it feels a bit like Friday. You know, maybe some of you, you've been falsely accused. Maybe for some of you, you've been lied to. Maybe for some of you, you've been lied about. You know, you've been maybe told you're just worthless or you're no good. You have no value. You've heard some words that have cut you pretty deep. Maybe for some of you here, you're feeling like it's Friday. But take heart, because Sunday's coming. Verse 3. Now when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus had been condemned, he regretted what he had done and returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. But they said, what is that to us? You take care of it yourself. So Judas threw the silver coins into the temple and left. Then he went out and he hanged himself. It was Friday. And Judas had just seen what he had done. He'd betrayed innocent blood. He'd given his friend Jesus into the hands of people that, no kidding, they were going to kill him. And those who were his friends, if you could call it that, those friends, they just chose to look the other way, putting all the blame on him. He does not think that God can forgive him, and so he takes his life. Verse 26 says this, but after he had Jesus, now we're talking about Pilate, but after he had Jesus flogged, he handed him over to be crucified. So here it is, it's Friday. And Jesus is taken aside and he is beaten. Cat of nine tails. It's basically a whip that was just loaded with glass and bone in such a way so that once it landed on the back of a person, it would lodge itself and link itself and lock itself so that once that was pulled back, it'd just make hamburger of one's back. They would do this 39 times. They felt that 40 would kill a person. And they would count. And they would count carefully. 39, not 40. And then they take him and then they just punched him out. Just mocking him. It was Friday. And maybe some of you, you feel like you're going through a similar thing in some ways, maybe. I mean, friends that you thought were there to count on, actually, they've turned on you. Man, that hurts. Maybe you've been beaten up mentally. Maybe you've been beaten up emotionally. Maybe you've just felt so bruised and wounded in that way. People enjoying taking shots at you like jabs that just cut deep. It may feel like Friday. Sunday's coming. Verse 29. And after braiding a cross of thorns, they put it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand, and kneeling down before him, they mocked him. Hail, King of the Jews! They spat on him and took the staff and they struck him repeatedly on the head. And when they mocked him, they stripped him of the robe, put on his own clothes back on him, and they led him away to crucify him. It was Friday. And the soldiers wore and wove this crown that Jesus would wear, and they put it on his head, and then they'd jam it onto his head. They'd lock it onto his head. And then they just beat on him. They'd place the cross on his shoulders, and then he was forced to walk down the Via Della Rosa. Stands for the Way of Grief, right downtown Jerusalem. And then the people would just jeer and mock and yell, and if they could get close enough, they'd punch. They'd grab his beard, and they'd pull it. Quite a scene. Isaiah actually tells us that he was so messed up, he was unrecognizable. You think about that. That's a bad day. He so weak, at some point, he fell carrying his cross. Soldiers grabbed a man named Simon the Cyrene, and he was the man who was then assigned to carry the cross the rest of the way to Golgotha, Calvary, just outside the city. Yeah, maybe for some of you feel like it's a little bit like Friday. Pressure of the job, pressure at home, pressure with parenting, pressure with finances. Maybe it's health, and you're just so worried about the health of a loved one. Maybe it's your own health. You're just so concerned, and you're in a kind of state of suffering. Take joy. Yeah, it's Friday. Sunday's coming. Verse 35. When they had crucified him, they divided his clothes by throwing dice. Then two outlaws were crucified with him, one on his right, one on his left. Now from noon until three, darkness came over all the land. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus shouted with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. See, it's Friday, and darkness covered the whole city. And Jesus is on the cross. He's hanging between two thieves, two outlaws. One thief says, would you remember me? Would you remember me? And Jesus says, yeah, today I will. I'll see you in paradise. And then Jesus cries out, and he feels so forsaken. And I think that's because for the first time, Jesus feels something that he'd never felt before. What had he never felt before? Separation from his Father. Separation from his Heavenly Father. It was Friday and Jesus died. Darkness. Sometimes do you just feel like there's just darkness surrounding you? Do you just sometimes feel like you're just alone? Again, I know it's Friday. Sunday's coming. Verse 59, Joseph took the body. This is Joseph of Arimathea. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut into the rock. Then he rolled a great stone across the entrance of the tomb and went away. There's an exchange that takes place. Pharisees, they go to Pilate, and then we pick it up in verse 64. This is the conversation. They say, so give orders to secure this tomb until the third day, otherwise his disciples may come, steal his body, and say to the people, he has been raised from the dead, and the last deception will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, we'll take a guard of soldiers, go make it as secure as you can. So they went with the soldiers of the guard, and they made the tomb secure by sealing the stone. So it's Friday. And when they took him off the cross, this man Joseph laid him in a borrowed tomb, sealed with a Roman seal, and a legion of soldiers was guarding the entrance. The disciples are sad and distraught. The women are mourning. The enemies are worried. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Sometimes you just feel like You're so loaded with emotion over what it is that you're walking through, you just feel distraught. You feel like, yeah, like the walls are really coming in on me. You're just worried about things. You're concerned about things. You're anxious about things. And sometimes you can't even put a finger on it. Maybe your self-esteem is at an all-time low. You just lost your confidence. You just lost your stride. You've got this sense of, I'm not sure about really too much anymore. Okay, it's Friday. But Sunday's coming. You see, we all walk through Fridays. Jesus had a bad one. There's something really, really important that I think makes wherever you're at, we really do have one story. There's a verse that Jesus says, this is before he dies, but he says in John chapter 16, verse 33, he says these words, I have told you these things so that in me you will have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. That's the one story. Mark it down. Like, if you suck oxygen, you're going to have some trouble. If you breathe, there's going to be some challenges. If you're existing on this planet, Jesus says, you're going to do Fridays. But there's just something really powerful also, because he says, but take heart. It's like he's saying, Sunday's coming. Jesus says, I've overcome the world. And so we watch this scene play out, this Friday play out, with Jesus going through the worst of the worst of the worst. And there's something that I think all of us can identify with, because I do think that the one story really is simply this. We are going to need to do Fridays. And I'm just so grateful that Jesus did his. And we can't skip over that. It was tragic. But there's something also that is so important that we understand, and that is, while we are on this earth, yes, we will have trouble. But the difference is, you know, do we really have a relationship with Jesus in such a way that we're kind of walking with him? Because it says, those who are in me, you're going to have trouble, but Sunday's coming. I think it'd be a great thing for Good Friday to be a time where we're just reminded again of our need for Jesus, our need to actually say yes to Jesus. He provided this amazing opportunity for a newness of life, for new starts, for the reset, for the reboot. And we can't do it on our own. It took Friday for him in order for it to even be available. So I ask, why wouldn't we say yes to that? Why wouldn't we want to embrace what it is that he's provided? It took a tough Friday to allow us to really be embraced as his kids. But we got to choose. He'd love for you to say yes. And for those of us that have said yes in previous times, just so important for us to say yes again. Yes, absolutely. That's why we do communion. We remember what it is that Jesus has done. We remember what that Friday must have been like. And we just say, man, that was a bad Friday. Thank you for allowing yourself to do that, because that allows me to actually live in a way where I'm accepted by God if I say yes, if I choose to be that kind of person. We want to allow some of the aspects of that Friday story to wash over us a little bit and realize that, yeah, it really needed to take place. It was very necessary, even in spite of the questions that we have about all of what took place. There's something that I just really want us to hold true to, and that is we're forgiven because of Friday. But Friday had to be pretty rough. So the response of us would be, we want to say, or maybe we want to sing, maybe we want to just communicate a kind of appreciation because of what Jesus allowed himself to do.